at the last moment when Pierre asked me to participate in this session and told him I cannot leave our African friends without being with them. We started the African strategy 2 years ago in Prague with a meeting with Fadi, as we all know, when he was just recently appointed as a CEO. And this was the first regional strategy, actually, that ICANN has started with the current management to put for the implementation in Africa. In 2012, a team of a steering committee of 12 members representing the multi-stakeholder civil society and private sector, as well as governments, we met in Mauritius, hosted by AFRINIC, and we put the terms of reference for the African strategy, and it has been presented in Toronto and adopted in ICANN meeting in Toronto in October 2012. Indeed, ICANN management and FADIP delivered on their promise and provided some staffing for Africa. As such, we have 3 staff members now, and providing some funding also for DNS Forum and for DNS SEC roadshows and some activities on that. It was clear that one of the priorities of the African strategy is that we need to build the industry and empower the industry in Africa, but not only in Africa, but also in Latin America when we developed the Latin American strategy and the Middle East strategy, in order to have really participation from the community in ICANN, in the GNSO, and in the different supporting organization. We need really to empower the DNS industry on a regional level. So today I'm glad to see that we are doing a further step, not only discussing as usual among ourselves in Africa our problems, but inviting distinguished panelists from the registrars and registries, operators and companies all over the world. How are they going to be supportive to us and helpful to us in Africa, not only in Africa, but also in Latin America and in the developing world, because this partnership is needed. This is now at the time of business partnership and collaborative working together with players from other parts of the world to transfer know-how and to help us in the implementation of the African strategy. By that, we will end the marginalization of the developing countries, will improve and empower the inclusiveness of the developing countries in the ICANN processes and in the overall processes that we see. So I am happy to be with you today, and I will start first by having a brief by Pierre Dangenou, who's our Vice President for Africa, and he was in charge of overlooking the implementation of the African strategy. Then our colleague Rodrigo, the Vice President for Latin America, will moderate the session together and introduce our panelists, and we hope we will have an interactive session that will come up really with a roadmap for partnership in order to empower the industry in the developing countries, the DNS industry in the developing countries, in a win-to-win relationship for the global community. So, Pierre, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Tarek, and thanks to all for coming. Sorry also for the kind of delay we have because we actually were having the last session, and certainly we couldn't manage this time properly. I'm so sorry for that. At the same time, also, I welcome, you know, our panelists here. Some of them really decided at the last minute that they should be with us, and which is wonderful. As Tarek said, we want to see concrete things, you know, that's why we are here today. Maybe a briefing on this engagement strategy for Africa that ICANN really is pushing. It came as a bottom-up, you know, approach, you know, procedure, and then what you have there is definitely what the community would like to have. And what you have in a few words, is about transforming Africa into... A market, because we have so many reasons that really show that the market is not yet there, the industry is not yet there. So we are in the process of doing this, and the strategy is about, you know, those. A strategy has 8 objectives, but most of the objective is about capacity, you know, building in different areas, and also better participation of Africans to ICANN and the global discussions. maybe to highlight a few sort of what we are calling flagship, you know, projects that we really want to pursue during financial year 15. One of them is to kind of secure, you know, the DNS, you know, in Africa, and that's what we are calling the DNSSEC Roadshow, which is now becoming popular because more and more countries are requesting that we send, you know, the experts to help build capacity and also to have a sort of monitoring or mentoring until we countries have. In a situation to actually sign, you know, its own file. So this is quite important. We are also working towards, you know, facilitating, I would say, life to the registrar. We do have seven registrars, accredited registrars today in Africa. Like I said, none of them is really making any money out of this business today because of so many barriers. And the last session discussed some of the issues, and I'm not going to come that, but has a few solutions as well for them. So we'll take this forward and see what collectively we could actually propose, and eventually ICANN could take a decision to see how we could lower the barrier, you know, entry barrier to those African, whatever, registrar. And also, we do have the sponsorship where we really could sponsor very strategic, you know, meetings in Africa. We are also thinking of, you know, the whole area of digital entrepreneurship. In Durban, we have, you know, young people that came for this meeting, and the idea was to see how we could organize them. Either it could be through the incubators or the accelerators that we are thinking on, but also we already have mapped out the different IHOPs that exist in Africa. We are in touch with most of them now, and we know exactly what they are doing, and we want to really make a difference by seeing how we could just launch, you know, specific project with them so that the younger generation, you know, picks up, you know, into this business. Of course, there are many other, you know, projects anyway, but I can always point you to the website. The most important thing is that we need to forge strategic partnership if you really want to have any impact, you know, out of this this project. And we had a very interesting meeting in Durban, which was the DNS Forum, and we have a few sort of recommendations that came up how we could actually partner. So what we are seeing here today is kind of a result of this, you know, exchange, you know, in Durban. A few of the registrars, you know, that accepted to really come and tell us how they think we should be collaborating. And we may have also specifics, you know, on how we are going to engage, you know, with them. And so this is really in terms of, you know, win-win situation for them. Also, my colleague from Latin America is going to facilitate this because it's not just about Africa, it's also about what we are calling underserved regions. So I won't take much of our time because we do have many things ahead of us. Because we have this panel, we will give you an opportunity to actually interact as well. And then we are having this signing ceremony, so we need really to make sure that we are on time. So with that, I would like to pass it over to Rodrigo to certainly give time to our panelists to introduce themselves, and then we can ask some of questions to them so that they tell us exactly what they are offering.
Thank you. Thank you, Pierre. Just to be clear on the time, what time do you need us to stop this panel? It's 10 minutes to 6. 6:30? Okay, so we have 40 minutes. All right, so I received some of the bios of our panelists, but they are in very many different formats. So what I'm going to mention, it's only the organizations, and then we're going to make a brief round so that each one of you can present yourself as you want to present yourself. So we have long-time members from this community, organizations like Aphilias, AFNIC, CentralNIC, IP Mirror, and Freenom. Now I'm going to hand over the mic to you so that you can make a very brief presentation. And after a brief presentation of all of you, we'll start with discussion and presentation. So please go ahead.
Well, I guess ladies first. Thank you. Okay, I'm Jana. I'm the CEO of IP Mirror. Can I just do a very quick run of the slides? I'm not sure. if there is
a... Jenna, would you mind just making this very briefly, and then we'll start with presentation so that everybody knows who is...
I'm a registrar based here in Singapore.
Hi everyone, I'm Jeremy Godrash, I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Freenom, and we're a top-level domain ccTLD backend operator. We're based in Amsterdam, the Netherlands.
Thank you, Jeremy. So I'm James Galvin from Afilias, and Afilias is a global registry service provider, and we have a long history of commitment and engagement in the African region, and so I'm just here to talk about the next level of commitment that we're going to make to engaging in the region.
Thank you, James.
Hi, I'm Ben Crawford. I'm the CEO of CentralNIC. We're a London Stock Exchange listed company. We're a registry service provider for ccTLDs and gTLDs and SLDs, and also a registrar operator and a financier that helps ccTLDs and others financially as well.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Pierre Bonis, I'm Deputy CEO to AFNIC. AFNIC is a non-for-profit organization that is the registry for .fr and also a backend provider for various new gTLDs. And as a non-for-profit organization, AFNIC has a some members that are from African ccTLDs, and we have a cooperation with them for now about 10 years.
Thank you very much, and really we appreciate your time to be here, spending time, and most of all your commitment to be engaged with this project. So welcome, and let's start. Jenna, sorry to have interrupted you. You have the floor.
Hi. Well, I was invited to this panel after one session on Saturday. So I'm probably sharing something that maybe some of you have already, knew. But I'm going to quickly go through. Well, just a brief introduction of IP Mirror. We are formed in year 2000, and we have 14 years of experience in this industry. We are accredited, ICANN accredited registrar, and also a ccTLD registrar over 120 countries, and still adding on. And we offer over 1,000 domain extension, and we have 10 offices globally. And we are also the very first registrar in the world to be ISO certified. So just a brief picture of some of the extensive accreditations that we have. So I'm explaining the ccTLD box because this is one of the things that we could offer, in terms of collaboration with Africa. We actually have an in-house system that we call ccTLD box. We provide domain registration for both ASCII and IDN. All the functions of domain registrations are there. We have this service called online security, which comprises of what we call Safest Whois, which is, you probably know it as Whois Privacy, the Safest Domain Log to prevent domain hijacking, Safest DNS to prevent DDoS attack, and of course the usual and a common DNS management services. And on top of that, we also provide web and email hosting, SSL certificate, and mobile web builder. So some of the very brief support and services that we have would be we have a very extensive library of our rules for all the different countries. Now, with the launch of the new gTLD, we also have all the information on each new gTLD that's being launched. So our support, the usual phone, chat line, email. What IP Mirror is a little bit different from probably a lot of registrars is because we have one part of our business which is on the brand protection side. So because of the domain name portfolio that we manage on all over the world, we have become a one-stop shop for brand protection, infringement. So we have a system that actually help to do infringement monitoring, and also we do recovery work. So the recovery work is something, it's a system what we call as the IP quotient. In short, we call it IPQ. We do domain name monitoring, using a system that we wrote. And from all the infringement, we help our customers to do recovery using all the different means of dispute resolution. Well, being so-called a hub in Asia, so we overcome a lot of language barriers like in Chinese, Japanese, and Korean. So we also have social media monitoring, phishing monitoring, and anti-counterfeiting monitoring. So I think, okay, what can IP Mirror offer through this collaboration with Africa? The CCTLD box is something that we have. We have a system called Partner Advance. When we were going through the needs of entrepreneurs or businesses in Africa who is interested to be a registrar, we think that this is a very good system to be an incubator for potential registrars or the development for DNS businesses. So what we have is a white label system. You can offer any domain name registration through this system. Now, as all we all know, it's a very high cost to be a registrar. The application with ICANN or even any other CCTLD is actually expensive. Oops, so fast. So, and we are kind of, the incubator. You can test out using this system, sell your domain names in your region, and then you can see whether you have a demand. I guess by the time you know that you have a very good business model, you can actually start getting your own accreditation without changing the system, because what we have is a very flexible system for you to be a non-registrar in the beginning, and when you are ready to be a registrar, you can still connect through this system if you want to. Now, the reason we actually built this model is because we understand that startups has very little resources on a technical side, which is very necessary in this business. So when we offer this on a subscription basis at a very small fee per month, it helps businesses to get started. So I understand that there is this exchange program with a sponsorship from ICANN for interested potential applicants, to have this, to learn about this industry. So IP Mirror is willing to participate in this mentorship and exchange program where we can actually let you learn about the business. And on top of that, I think we are also in the business of brand protection, the IP protection part of things. So we thought this would be actually a very good knowledge transfer to the Africa's companies. Thank you.
Jenna, thank you very much. Indeed, mentorship and knowledge sharing are a great component and can be quite useful for these purposes. I'm going to turn now in the same order of the presentation so that you can make your intervention. I will ask you to be as brief as possible so that we can allow some time for interaction. Just take in 5 minutes. Please.
Thank you. So I'm Jeremy, and I'm with Freenom. As I said earlier, we're a back-end provider for CCTLDs, and we try to be more than just a technical partner. For us, we're all about DNS technology, and we currently support 4 CCTLDs, totaling a little bit over 22 million domain names. But we're really a practical and action-focused team, and we want to go further because we realize that having a stable and secure DNS is not always enough to make your CCTLD competitive. The market is very rich. There is a lot of options out there. A lot of TLDs, hundreds of new gTLDs are just about to be launched on the market, and a lot of countries who are just redeveloping or relaunching their CCTLD today are facing this hugely competitive environment. On top of this, we realized that domain names are just a very small piece of the equation. The end result is not just to have lots of domain names. The end result is to have users who are involved on the internet, who are creating websites, creating local content, and developing businesses. So domain names are, of course, one of the important pieces of the puzzle, but it is required and it's very important to to create an entire industry around this, and we are here to advise our partners and to support as much as possible. Of course, we're not going to come up with all the solutions. It's a very complex equation, but we try to be very close to our partners, and we do comprehensive competency transfer, not just on the technical DNS aspects, but also on all the business aspects of running a TLD. So, of course, what has made our success is something very unique. We're actually the only company in the world doing this, and it is to offer free domain names. We've developed a free domain model. We started in 2001 with a very small top-level domain, a .tk of Tokelau. And we started giving away domain names for free because we realized .tk was not maybe the most attractive extension. It was hard to compete against .com. And we wanted to see what happened. We saw at the time that free emails were booming. There was Hotmail and Yahoo was launching. And now .tk is the largest ccTLD in the world, has over 22 million domain names. It's by far the fastest growing TLD in the world. And we see a lot of incredible businesses and websites being built on it. So for us, this is very important. It's bringing technology and infrastructure and knowledge, but also it's this business model and overall business support. Our goal, of course, is to get more people online, encourage local content creation, and helping people build their identity on the internet. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy. Very much, very interesting concept of competency transfer. I think that's also pretty much needed. So we may continue with the next intervention, please.
Thank you. I'm James Galvin from Afilias. And for those who were in Durban at the ICANN meeting and sitting on a panel much like this one, I talked about a partnership program that Afilias is implementing and moving forward with for the African region. Let me take a moment, though, and step back and tell you that, you know, Afilias is one of the largest service providers. We host more TLDs than any other service provider. We have more domains under management in total, save for one. It's hard to compete with .com. And, of course, as a side effect of that, we also have one of the largest DNS infrastructures in the world to support all of this activity. Having been around for a long time, we're looking for opportunities to share and engage, and we're looking to create programs in the African region to support executive mentorship of ccTLDs and the registries. And in addition, as part of that, we would offer a level of secondary DNS services to those registries and country codes that get involved in the mentorship program. We had announced this in Durban, and we are now just beginning the process of organizing exactly what that means and what we're going to offer and how we're going to create a program to invite people to get involved and then select countries and registries to be involved. But with the executive mentorship, we're talking about discussions about governance, operations, technical details, DNSSEC, IPv6, you know, any kind of advice that would help facilitate a registry being successful in its country. And then, of course, offering DNS services ensures that you have visibility throughout the world for your activities and whatever programs that you have going on in your country. And I think that's about as short as I can make it. Thank you.
Thank you, James, for the short presentation. Very interesting, though. Yet again, another mentorship program, right? Very interesting, and in very key issues like DNSSEC, IPv6, and other operational issues. I think that could be quite useful for the unit. We may continue, please.
Hi, sir. I'm Ben Crawford from CentralNIC, and we're also a registry backend service provider for ccTLDs and gTLDs and so on, as well as a registrar service provider. And one of the reasons that we do both is that we found quite obviously that in many in African countries and other developing countries around the world, that having a world-class registry service is not enough in order to ensure a healthy DNS industry, that you also require registrar services in country. So we actually offer both. We listed on the London Stock Exchange in September, and when we listed, one of the things that we raised money for, and we raised $7.5 million for this, was to assist developing countries with their registries. We're a business, so obviously we're looking at this as an investment in order to make a return. And but at the moment, what we're doing is offering training, software, hardware, global marketing, and so on for CCTLDs to assist them both in their domestic markets and internationally. So essentially, that's our approach. Mohammed Alamouri, who's sitting over there, who works with me, is I think a very regular attender at every meeting around here. And obviously, you guys should feel free after this to approach me or him at any time to learn more about how we can help you with your country codes. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Ben. And last but not least, Pierre, s'il vous plaît.
Merci. So, don't worry, I'm going to speak English. James recalled that there was a very important session in Durban about the African strategy, ICANN African strategy. A little bit before, it was 1 year ago or so, there was an even maybe more important session that was in Addis Ababa. That was the first time that ICANN convened all stakeholders to work together to build an African strategy. And if I recall this moment, it's because when we wrap up the discussion we had in Addis Ababa and then in Durban, there were several actions to be taken. We talked about we need some data on the African market first. I mean, you cannot ask a CCTLD manager to try to market his own extension if he doesn't know nothing about the market. So it was decided to create an African domain name observatory, and I'm happy to see that this thing has been settled between ISOC, AFTLD, ICANN and ATHNIC, and that the funds are available, and I think the study is about to start. So this is checked for now. We talked about the necessity of working together on marketing and communication for CCTLDs, not only technical operations, but how do you brand your CC? But this is something that in AFNIC Collège International, we have taken care of, and there will be a training, almost a 1 week training in Dakar before the beginning of May on this topic. And we also talked about the necessity of offering some automatization solution for the CC's manager, and I'm happy to see that it's not only for the registries but also for the registrar with the IP mirror presentation. We have worked on that also. I think we are not the only one. You have several solutions, but that's true that today you can find on the market more and more solutions to automate your CC, which will help you, hopefully, having a possibility to decrease the price of the domain name, because most of the African CCs are still expensive, except those that are totally free, but it's a different business model. And So there are solutions, and AFNIC is eager to propose you new solutions for UCCs, not only in a partnership manner as we did for 10 years now, but also in a commercial manner if it fits more your needs. And last but not least, I would like to. I don't know if Pierre is going to present the internship program there is a very very nice proposal from Pierre and from ICANN to select some people from registrar or registry in Africa to go on internship in partner organizations. And so we're very happy to participate to this program. And what we would like to do in AFNIC, because we are an organization and within our organization we have representatives from the registrars also, would be to propose internship that would be half in a registry and half in a registrar to make sure that when the people come back home they have seen both sides, which I think is interesting for them. So with that, I think I'm done.
Thank you, Pierre, very much. Very interesting programs and initiatives, right? Let's think how we can try to implement those or promote them. This last one, very innovative as well. So we heard pretty much what is on the table, on the offering. But it will be very interesting to hear from, in this case, from Africa. I've been asked to put on spot Mr. Jimson from Ficta. Maybe you can share with us from your point of view what do you think about these programs.
Thank you very much, the chair and the distinguished panelists. We really have a very robust panel, and I want to appreciate Pierre, you know, for bringing this quality panel together. Very good initiative with this good progress, and I commend Pierre. In the previous session, we were addressing a number of these challenges: awareness, capacity, know-how, you know, not just technical capacity, but capacity with regard to even business model, making money, you know, from DNS. So I think by and large, this has been quite well addressed. So it's now left for the stakeholders to use this opportunity. And since we have discussed this in previous session too, so I think we need to do more of the engagement with the people that could really invest in this. The willingness is there, but people need to be directed that this is where we have the opportunities. Well, I don't want to take time because perhaps others want to intervene. I want to ask this question with regard to cross data, you know, data protection, cross border data protection issues. Since there will be offering maybe off coast or offshore. So how do you address the issue of cross-border data protection for those CCTLD that will be hosted overseas? Thank you again, Pierre, for bringing this panel together. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim, for your intervention. Also, for you to know, we have been kindly allowed 10 more minutes for this interaction, or even 15 minutes since we started late, so to start the signing ceremony. So please feel free to take the floor, and you may ask things or explore into more detail one of the programs, explore or how can this be useful to your region. So please go ahead. Line up if you wish.
My name is Grace Githaiga from the Kenya ICT Action Network. I'm kind of disappointed with the panel. Just listening to you, I thought you are pitching for your organizations in Africa. And I wondered whether among all these Africans, we actually don't we have a strategy on how to engage ICANN? I don't know whether the Africans do not have ideas on how to do that, but I must say I'm very disappointed. I have one question to the lady of IP Mira. I listened to your presentation very carefully, and at some point, you will excuse me, because at some point I wondered whether you're already in Africa or whether it's a plan you have for Africa. And if you're already in Africa, it would be interesting to hear what has been your impact. And would you mind sharing some of the trends that are coming out? Thank you.
Thank you for your intervention. Since no one else is lining up, would you, any one of you, want to make a comment or response, please?
Thank you for the question. We are a CCTLD registrar in some African countries, not all. If there is a possibility for us to provide the service, we are doing that. I don't have the full list with me, but on top of my head, I can remember places like Namibia, which we are actually accredited. While if we are not accredited, because I don't have a presence in Africa. That is why it makes it so important for us to look at what is needed in Africa. Maybe some of my perspective may be wrong, you know. But I have run this business for the past 14 years. I have met with problems that is quite similar when I hear from other panels in other sessions, that there seems to be a problem which we experienced here in Singapore when we were developing. So we were trying to create demand, we were trying to get people to go onto the internet to understand what domain names is. And to be very honest, when our minister was talking at the welcome speech at this ICANN, we are still struggling with trying to help the SMEs to understand what internet can do for them. So while we can call ourselves developed, I feel that in the industry of internet, we are still developing. So I wouldn't say that, you know, Singapore is really that good. You know, our infrastructure is there, but there are a lot of education still need to be done to the SMEs in Singapore. So, I would be very happy to see how we can contribute, to the African businesses and probably some kind of partnership to help.
Thank you, Jana. I have Pierre, and then a reply, and then James. So, Pierre.
Okay, let me just clarify this, Chris, because this is, I think we should understand that this is a new sort of program we want to launch. And realization for us is that, okay, this strategy, the way it is laid up, is not just about, you know, ICANN providing some resources for that. We really need to mobilize more resources. And one of the way you do this, and if you want to transform the African market, and you are talking about a registry and registrar, we say it's about capacity building. And it's important that they be able to actually interact with what we are calling the global DNS, you know, industry leaders. And that's a way for them to actually to expose, you know, the issues eventually, and they have also the options. And when you listen to some of the presentation here, well, you can see that there are some services anyway. So at some point, we also see this as a kind of win-win situation. Because I don't believe that the point here is about, you know, asking for people to donate whatever. I don't believe in the donations. I believe that we need to build for capacity in Africa, because some people said it in the earlier session. Things are there to develop in Africa, but the point is you have to do it on yourself. We are having registrars that are not really making any money because they are suffering so many issues, because they don't know how maybe to develop the market. If some of them should be having sort of partnership, you know, with any global institution, that we spoke about the internship, but the whole issue of, you know, the business development, the business model, for instance, we think that by actually interacting with those global, you know, registries, certainly will be actually contributing to building capacity. So this is about exchanging those things and also seeing concretely how we can engage, you know, with the international business. So that's what it's about. It's not about their coming here and say, okay, we are donating this thing to you. It's about their saying, okay, we can beef up capacity, we can contribute to this, and if it's up to the African business to say, okay, we are happy with that or we are not happy. So, I mean, I just wanted to flag this, but that's the objective of this this session.
Pierre, I did not intend for you to go on the defensive, but, you know, I actually did expect us to discuss real strategies. Why is Africa not participating? And I know that has been the debate throughout this ICANN meeting, the whole issue of participation, the whole issue of multi-stakeholderism, the fact that no stakeholder should be superior to the other, the fact that no stakeholder should determine the role of another stakeholder, and that this must be done in agreement and in discussion. So I did not intend you to defend yourself, but it would also have been useful to hear what Africa is doing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, James, you ask for the floor.
Yes, I'll try to be very quick, too. I want to thank you for commenting. In response to your disappointment about what you're hearing from the panel, I would like to turn that around into something a bit more constructive, I think. So a request from me to the group, to you and specifically, but really to anyone on here. Our offer is one of sharing, one of being available to you know, answer questions and offer to you opinions based on our experience as a way of assisting raising, you know, the level of activity in registries within the African region. It would be helpful to us, actually, to hear from you as to what you would like to get from a mentorship program. What do you think, at a high level, if you had, you know, two or three questions that you think would be most helpful to you that you'd like to see answers to, that would help me as we begin to shape, you know, the program that we want to offer to you to be helpful and to have a collaborative partnership. Thank you.
Thank you, James. I have Marlene Cade and then Pierre.
Thank you. My name is Marilyn Cade, and I'm going to say two things about saying your name clearly at every meeting. I keep thinking that that means that we're all going to begin to identify each other and understand each other. But I want to join with the comment that Grace made and tell everyone from the ICANN staff who is here that I'm disappointed as well. And I'd like to explain why. I think this is a fantastic session, but it is about sort of business matching between and the recruitment and development of the suppliers into the a part of the ICANN community. It is a valuable thing, and I value it, and I am particularly pleased to see those of you who are not providing services in the African region here and looking very positively about how to begin to develop those business relationships. I've had very positive conversations with you, Jim, about the need to invest in terms of the intellectual investment in knowledge sharing and cybersecurity and et cetera. So I'm happy about that. But I'm here to say from a business perspective, from the business constituency perspective, we'd really like more, and I think that's what Grace was saying, that the business matching part, great, but actually, we really need to look differently at this. We need to think that from the ICANN, and I see Sally here, and Nigel, and others from staff, we need to be looking at our engagement and involvement as investing locally and nationally so that businesses, civil society, and academics are just as aware of ICANN as the contracted parties are. That's how we're going to succeed. And right now, it is very difficult for us to bring business people from the developing regions into ICANN and anywhere else where ICANN is being discussed. If you are a small business from Africa, Latin America, Asia, Caribbean, you are not eligible for funding from a UN agency to go to the IGF or to come and participate. If you're civil society, you're eligible. If you're an academic, you're eligible. If you're government, you're eligible. But if you're a business, you're not. When we look at the fellowship program at ICANN, and this is no secret, everybody here involved with the fellowship program has heard me 783 gazillion times on this. It's a fantastic program, but it doesn't work to bring businesses from the developing regions in. That is not a criticism. It is, in fact, a call for improved action. It is a request that the vice chairs of the regions and the staff work with the constituencies and the stakeholder groups, the civil society and others, to help us do local leaders' initiatives so that we can build and strengthen the participation on ground in each of the regions. And when a national IGF is held or a regional IGF is held in which ICANN is participating, it is more than our new contracted parties that are going to come to that. So I'm here to say thank you, and I like business matching, but I want more.
Thank you, Marlene, for sharing your point of view. And now I've got Pierre. Not that Pierre, the other Pierre.
Yeah, thank you. Be very short. There has been one question since the floor was open, and one comment. So I will answer because it's always a pleasure to answer, and important to answer to the disappointment expressed by Grace. And I would just say that I'm not here nor to preach, nor to pitch. I'm just here because my organization has committed to ICANN African strategy 1 year ago. So I come back 1 year after, and I give you the result of, did we do what we were asked to do, what we committed to do? So I'm just giving you the information, no more, no less. And I'm not pitching my organization. I didn't even give you how much you have to pay to register to AFNIC. It's very cheap, €70, and you're welcome. This is for the first point. The second point is, because that was a very interesting question about the cross-border data protection. I just want to point out that this is a question that goes with a set of questions, that is, how do you see the philosophy behind, or is there a philosophy behind, the running of a CCTLD? Do you want the local law to apply to your CCTLD? Do you want the technical skills to be developed within your country? Do you want the money that the CCTLD can make being invested within your country or not? I mean, if you want that, if you want that your country will be the first beneficiary of your CCTLD and that your local law applies, you should consider to go to solution. I mean, this is what I think, but some people may disagree. You should consider solutions that you run yourself, even if the automation makes it easier. If you think that the first step is to make a lot of domain names to make money, then to have the money to invest and to bring it back to your country, because this is another solution, then you can accept that most of the technical skills are abroad. But this is a real choice, and this is not just something that you can say, okay, there is a good solution abroad, I'm going to take it, it's going to be quick. I mean, this is a real solution, a real choice with real consequences, and especially on the application of your local law. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pierre. We have George Dowski on the line. We do have a signing ceremony after this, so I think it's a good idea to continue with this dialogue, but I will suggest to leave 5 minutes to wrap up and try to see how are we going to continue with the dialogue. So please, George.
Thank you very much. I'm George Sadowski. I'm a member of the ICANN board, but I speak completely for myself here. I'm not disappointed, but I'm slightly perplexed. Maybe it's because I came in a little late. I came in halfway through Jim Galvin's presentation. I'm perplexed because I didn't expect to see what I guess I'd describe as a set of suppliers of assistance at the table. I expected to see a set of people making demands of us who have the resources and the knowledge to help. In any market, there's a demand side and there's a supply side, and what I'm here seeing at the table is the supply side. And some of the offers that were made and some of the statements that were made are really helpful. And I think, in particular, Pierre Bonus's program, when he describes the ability to bring somebody in and as a stagiaire and to help them understand the business, I think that's very useful. But the history of development in ICT, forget names and numbers. The history of development in ICT is just full of projects that people in developed countries think people in developing countries would like and have failed. I don't think we have a very good track record in this respect. We tried this even in ICANN in 2011 when the new GTLD program was introduced. There was a component called JAS, J-A-S. I don't remember what it stood for, but it... its purpose was to give discounts to people in developing countries who wanted to get new strings and establish registries in those countries. And the discounts were small, and they ignored totally all of the costs that went along with that, and the human skills that would be required, et cetera. And it failed miserably, as it should have, and it was predicted to do. Now, the development of the African strategy, started by Tarek Kamel and Pierre D'Ingenieux with a meeting in Addis about a year ago, I think, is the beginning, I thought, of a new turn. That is, we need to have this kind of development of, in this case, the names and numbers, registries, registrars, the industry that deals with the identifiers of the internet. I thought we had this. We had a plan that would make the people who demanded, who needed the services, to put them in the driver's seat and essentially say, what is the program that Africans can define for Africans, which we can assist. And if that's the case, I think we need to be listening to the people who are on the ground and who need help, not denying the importance of having the suppliers of that help be available and tell us what they want. But I think it's more important that the people who need the help can understand what help they need, can take advantage of it when it's offered, can choose between different sources of help, and can essentially be well on the road to helping themselves in propagating this industry in Africa. Thank you.
Thank you very much, George. I would suggest you take the comments in the line and then go back to your table. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I'll try to be quick on this point. My name is Daniel Greenberg. I'm a director at Lexynergy. We're an ICANN accredited registrar. We accredited with most of the panel over there, as well as having an African presence. We're accredited in Kenya, in Tanzania, South Africa, DRC, and many other African countries. And I think the conversation that needs to be had in a strategy session like this is to see how we can mobilize most of the African countries to at least have a registry that works. A good example is we have a lot of clients that want to register in Niger.ne. Impossible. There's a local presence requirement. Can't do that. It's bad for investment. It's difficult to engage people. Swaziland, impossible. You need to be a local ISP. You have to fill out a form, same as a few other African countries. And I think we need to engage and see how we can make it work. These new GTLDs have launched, so we're advising clients to go and protect themselves in .restaurant, .club, whatever's out there. But then again, they don't use their own CCTLD. It's not working. It's not operational. I've told many people over here that Africa has internet penetration of about 10%, while mobile penetration of over 100%. What are we doing to take advantage of that? And if Africa grows by at least 2 to 3%, that's greater growth than in most other regions, and there's a lot of potential there, but not much is being done. And I think we should at least get them up to a stage where things are working and people are engaging, people are investing, because the way the online market is working is that you don't want Africa to be left out, and we need to support them. So I think strategy, in my understanding, is coming up with ideas to make sure that we can make things work in the region. So that's my point. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Adil.
Yes, thank you. I will not go the way of the disappointment or negativity here, but I will try to see things from the positive angle. I think a lot of time has been spent to define a strategy for the region, and that, I think, has been the first example of a bottom-up process where people from the region rally around an idea of building something that can work for us. So that strategy is there. But there are several elements of that strategy that need attention. And what I understand for this session specifically, is one element that is in that strategy. It's not something new. It was written in that strategy clearly that one of the things that is missing in Africa is the link between the business, very win-win partnership between businesses and the region in this specific area, domain name area, because that is one of the thing identified. So I guess this panel is to show that something is being cooked in that area to strengthen that partnership. Maybe what we need to maybe provide to the panel is how we see that partnership going forward. How can we build that partnership? What is the need that we are expecting for these people and beyond people around the table to strengthen the economical and the business area? Because I fundamentally believe that we cannot increase capacity, we cannot increase participation, we cannot increase visibility of Africa without the business aspect. It is a fact. It is not only government that is going to do that. It's not only civil society. If we do not create the value for people to participate, that won't happen. And that will have that we can be able to do that if we bring in this aspect into this. So I think let's look at how we can take this forward, how we can build around it and express our need and see how we can make it, you know, horizontal, not just providing the service, but saying how we can make this and replicate this in a way that everybody benefits to that. On the strategic, on the evolution and the progress made since 1 year, I have one suggestion as well, is to probably find a way of giving a regular feedback on the progress of the strategy to the community through maybe a monthly or quarterly newsletter or update on the strategy. So when we gather here for 1 hour and a half, we don't spend the whole time reviewing the whole strategy, but focus on a very specific point and try to advance them and review them. That will make more progress. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Adil. We have one last comment, and then we'll go back to the table for wrapping up in five more minutes.
Okay, my name is Mokhtar. I'm from the African Union Commission. And the purpose of coming here is just to set straight the record. The Africa strategy is not an ICANN initiative. It's an African initiative. And we started in Dakar. We Africans, we drafted a document of 125 points. And I had the honor and the privilege to present that to the board of ICANN on that time. In Prague, we decided as Africans to build our own strategy, and we appointed and elected some of us here to draft that, among them Tarek and Pierre Djangino. So this is an African process, yes, presented to ICANN, but it is our initiative. This is all I wanted to say. Now, I am not disappointed nor perplexed, but I'm impatient to sign the Dot Africa things in a few minutes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think we all are excited about that. So if you want to wrap up, make some final conclusions. James?
Final comment from each panelist in a telegraphic way, and then I will wrap up the session because we have a signing ceremony that is already being delayed by 15 minutes. but the previous session has eaten up 20 minutes of our session, so.
Hi. It's very enlightening to hear from everybody. I just want to share a very typical experience that we have here by running this business. We know we have a lot of initiative also in Singapore, and for us to make use of those initiatives, we have to fill up papers. We have to, you know, in order to get some kind of sponsorship. Now, and eventually, when we run this business, we decided we do it ourselves. We help ourselves. So, as for myself, I have been doing some mentoring to local businesses to help them, you know, with some of the business ideas, or even to kind of let them go into certain mistakes that, you know, we have made in the past. So I hope, I'm not sure if we are going to be a very good assistance to this program, but if there is a way to share the knowledge, we are definitely very willing to do that. Thank you.
Excellent. Now in 140 characters, can you continue with?
Yeah, I would like to say that I salute the African strategy. I think I've also followed the development since the Addis Ababa session. I think there is still some work to be done to bringing down to the business level. And I think, as James maybe suggested, sometimes it is important to know very precisely what countries and what CCTLD registries really want to get out of the business sector. As we said, this is a business panel, and we're looking for private public partnerships or public private partnerships. And in our vision, this is the way forward. This is the way of development. I see a lot of proposals to ask ICANN for subsidies and more development and more actions. And I think it is important, but it's never going to be the solution. And I really hope that the dialogue between the private sector and the registries and the public sector in Africa can continue, so that we become more and more aligned on what we want from each other.
Thank you. Thank you. James?
Thank you. I'm James Galvin from Afilias, and as a closing comment, I want to reaffirm our desire to create a collaborative partnership with the African region, and just acknowledge that I heard very clearly in the discussions from several people that the way to ensure value to you is to make sure that whatever program we offer, it meets the needs that you have. And so I wanted to reiterate my question to the crowd at one point, that please do convey back to me, you know, reach out and let me know if you have a particular need or a question or something that you would like to see in our program. I would like to know about that so that I can figure out how to incorporate that into what we offer. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Ben?
Yes, perhaps just to follow up on that, I guess our perspective on this, on our participation in this panel, is not that this is a definitive statement of anything, but rather a brief introduction for conversations that we're going to be having one-on-one and have continued to have for years now, essentially we're offering technology and expertise and sales and marketing services and indeed cash investment in CCTLD operators. And I guess for us, the main thing is what we discuss one-on-one with each of you after this, and not really so much as what we're presenting here, which is only the tip of the iceberg. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben. Pierre?
Yeah, thank you. I'm very happy to be part of this panel, because this panel itself is the realization of one of the commitments of the African strategy, which was to expose and showcase the one of the solutions, technical and economic solutions, that exist in the market for CCTLDs. So, I mean, I understand that there can be disappointment, but this is something that comes from the African strategy done by the Africans. And I really think that we should not reinvent the wheel every year. There is a plan. We are committed to the plan. AFNIC is committed to the plan. As long as people ask us to partner and to help on programs that has been designed by African, not by AFNIC, we will help. Thank you.
Thank you, Pierre. And finally, Pierre. Tangenu.
Okay, quickly, I would like to thank all of you and very interesting, you know, question and also suggestions. I would just like to say that we also need to put those things into a kind of context. You know, if we've invited, you know, the panelists here, we really need what we know what we were doing actually, because we are having in mind some of the projects that in the Africa strategy, and we chose those who can offer. And we are, I can tell you, we are receiving comments, you know, online, and then people are really interested to know, okay, who are there, what we can do together. But that's what we are here for. See, so it's, so for me, I mean, it's, that was the objective. Of course, as we also said, and unfortunately, we wanted to have Mohamed Diop on this, and then he couldn't make it, because we wanted also some of the registrar from Africa to tell exactly about how they feel about, you know, the offer here. But I would like to thank you all, because it's important that we move forward. I just said something which is quite interesting. We started actually the newsletter because we also have a website, and the idea is to provide, you know, the information to you on a regular basis, and I think from now on it's going to be regular, and then you'll be hearing from us, and that's what I will say, and thank you again for coming.
Thank you, Pierre. And finally, Tarek, please.
I would like to start by thanking the moderator, Rodrigo, for all your efforts as such. And I think the message that this panel is giving today is a message of partnership. And this is what we really need to take out of this panel. The international community of the registrars and registries is now being mobilized in order to partner with the African business community. It's a long journey. And this was one of the main facts, as Adiel has said, that we have found out of the African strategy. We as ICANN, we are doing this in order to increase participation, to end marginalization, to increase participation in the GNSO, to make sure that we mobilize the African business community, we mobilize small and medium enterprises. And I think we have several examples of success. We have seen that in the GSMA, in the GSM business, and GSMA has been doing the association a great role in that direction. And we have seen that once again with the evolution of AFRINIC 10 years ago, when we founded AFRINIC together with an African initiative with the support of African ISPs. African ISPs today are very active and are being supported by AFRINIC and supplied by addresses by AFRINIC. Why not to repeat this success in the domain industry, again, with the support of the global players and international players. This is how AFRINIC has evolved. It has been incubated by RIPE and by support by ARIN 10 years ago. And we hope that we would make this a story of success again, but in the DNS industry. It's a long journey. It will take time. It will take effort. This is just the beginning. And I'm very glad and thankful to the international player that they are sending a clear signal of partnership to the African community. Our role is to make this as a program within a mentorship program, an incubator program, and really bring it to the success stories we want to see. So I would like to thank the panelists, thank the audience, and thank the moderator, thank Pierre, everybody. And sorry for the people that are waiting for the signature of .Africa. We kept you waiting 20 minutes longer, but I think the discussion was worth. Thank you, everybody, and we'll continue definitely to make value of all of the valuable comments that have been said. Thank you, and good evening.